Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 416, the second and the fourth stanza. Bitter tears of lamentation are my food by night and day, and my deep humiliation, where is now thy God, they say. And what follows of 416, the stanzas 2 and 4.
Thank you.
the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Genesis 20. And afterwards from the canons of Dort, the third and fourth heads of doctrine of the corruption of man, his conversion to God, and the manner thereof, article number 17. Genesis 20. And Abram journeyed from thence toward the south country, and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur, and sojourned in Gerar. And Abram said of Sarah his wife, as she is my sister. And Abimelech king of Gerar sent and took Sarah. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, Behold, thou art but a dead man. For the woman which thou wast taken, for she is a man's wife. But Abimelech had not come near her, and he said, Lord, wilt thou slay also a righteous nation? Said he not unto me, She is my sister, and she, even she herself said, He is my brother. In the integrity of my heart and innocency of my hands have I done this. And God said unto him in a dream, Yea, I know that thou didst this in the integrity of thy heart, for I also withheld thee from sinning against me. Therefore suffered I thee not to touch her. Now therefore restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet, and he shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live. And if thou restore her not, know thou that thou shalt surely die, thou and all that are thine. Therefore Abimelech rose early in the morning, and called all his servants, and told all these things in their ears. And the men were sore afraid. Then Abimelech called Abram, and said unto him, What hast thou done unto us? And what have I offended thee, that thou wast brought on me, and on my kingdom, a great sin? Thou wast done deeds unto me that ought not to be done. And Abimelech said unto Abraham, What sawest thou that thou wast done this thing? And Abram said, Because I thought, Surely the fear of God is not in this place, and they will slay me for my wife's sake. And yet indeed she is my sister, as she is the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother. And she became my wife. And it came to pass, when God caused me to wander from my father's house, that I said unto her, This is thy kindness, which thou shalt show unto me. At every place whither we shall come, say of me, He is my brother. And Abimelech took sheep and oxen and men servants and women servants and gave them unto Abraham and restored him Sarah his wife. And Abimelech said, Behold, my land is before thee. Dwell where it pleaseth thee. And unto Sarah he said, Behold, I have given thy brother 1,000 pieces of silver. Behold, He is to thee a covering of the eyes unto all that are with thee, and with all other thus she was reproved. So Abram prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they bare children. For the Lord had fast closed up all the wombs of the house of Abimelech because of Sarah, Abram's wife. From the canons of Dort, the third and fourth heads of doctrine, article number 17. As the almighty operation of God, whereby he prolongs and supports this our natural life, does not exclude, but requires the use of means, by which God of his infinite mercy and goodness hath chosen to exert his affluence, so also the before mentioned supernatural operation of God, by which we are regenerated, in no wise excludes or subverts the use of the gospel, which the most wise God has ordained to be the seed of regeneration and food of the soul. Wherefore, as the apostles and teachers who succeeded them piously instructed the people concerning this grace of God to his glory and the abasement of all pride, and in the meantime, however, neglected not to keep them by the sacred precepts of the gospel in the exercise of the word, sacraments, and discipline, so even to this day, be it far from either instructors or instructed to presume to tempt God in the church by separating what he of his good pleasure has both intimately joined together. For grace is confirmed by means of admonition, and the more readily we perform our duty, the more eminent usually is this blessing of God working in us, and the more directly is his work advanced, to whom alone all the glory, both of means and of their saving fruit and efficacy, is forever due. Amen. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, we are but poor and needy sinners. As we attempt to draw nigh unto thee, the Most High God, may it please thee by thy Spirit to grant a deep impression thereof of thy greatness and our littleness. And thou hast said in thy word, open wide thy mouth, and I will fill it. And, Lord, that we are not able to do of ourselves, and to that end, may it please thee in this hour to grant the spirit of prayer and of supplication and of thanksgiving, that a united prayer may arise out of the hearts unto the third heavens where thou dwellest on high, and from whence thou beholdest the children of men, Lord. Thou knowest how that each have come up to thy house. Thou knowest how the families are in their dwellings in this afternoon hour. May it please thee to be a wonder-doing God, and that concerning the Father's business, that transactions may take place in this very hour, that can never be forgotten, and that shall have value for the time and value for eternity. Ah, Lord, may it please thee in this very hour to send a letter of guilt home to a little boy, a little girl, our youth, the middle-aged and the elderly one, that they may be given to see their sins and their great guilt before a just and a good-doing God. Ah, Lord, when that may take place, then it shall be a service that shall not be forgotten. Ah, do it for thy honor and for thy glory. We have heard from our forefathers based upon thy holy word that thou usest thy word to that end, because, Lord, we need to receive that letter of guilt home here in the time, because if we shall receive it at the end of our life, then it shall be forever and forever too late. Well, thou remember souls who have received that letter of guilt. May there be further transactions concerning that letter. Ah, thou hast a people upon the earth, that they strive, they do their best, work sometime by day and by night to pay that debt. Ah, Lord, may there be souls in our midst that are so distressed because with all their working that their guilt is only becoming greater, that they are becoming bankrupt. Ah, wilt thou work those wonders amongst us and our children, Lord? May it please thee to open the gospel for poor and needy sinners, that they may see written on that letter, that even in this hour, that they may be given to see a way outside of themselves, in that precious gospel where thy dear son, so busy in his Father's business, that he has paid the price, he has taken the sins of his people upon him, and to that end a way has been made. But, ah, Lord, grant also those further leadings for the children of God to receive that pardon paid in full, that it may be blotted out by thy precious blood, Lord. Do yet a great work amongst us. They are matters that need to be experienced by us and our children. Oh, let our little children not think, and our youth, that these are matters only for the older ones, but they are matters that we all need to experience. And now thou hast promised to work in a special way in thy house under the means of grace. Ah, Lord, wilt thou do it in this afternoon hour, that thy kingdom may come and that thy name may be glorified in the midst of all the trials of life and the many fears for us and our children, because it is indeed a dark and a solemn time where thou art speaking in such a special way. But above all things, may we be given to fear sin, to fear to offend thee, to wound our conscience, and to bring a reproach upon the holy gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Wilt thou bind us and our children closer and closer to the holy word of God? Oh, do send thy spirit and light to be our guide. Lord, remember thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth. Bless thy word among you, and among Gentile, remember all those that labor in thy vineyard. Remember thy servants. Remember elders and deacons. Remember those on the mission field. We commend our theological school unto thee. Remember the instructors and the students. Also different circumstances, separated from one another. Well, thou in a special way remember the student who may speak an edifying word. Well, thou be his helper ever near, and may thy word be blessed. Then by renewal we lay before thee the manifold needs in the midst of the congregation, those in the hospital, the handicapped daughter and the two fathers, the different circumstances, they are most perfectly known unto thee. Thou knowest of the circumstances, and therefore by renewal we lay them before thee. May it please thee to bless the means further for the strengthening, the healing of their bodies, and our Lord above all, wilt thou save their never dying souls. Wilt thou remember all the sick and the afflicted. We remember our Bethesda, all those that may care for them, the residents, those where there are special and serious concerns. We commend them all unto thee. Then we may humbly still ask thee, if it may please thee, that thou may remember them for the body, where they are in the land of grace, our Lord above all. Wilt thou save their souls, and may this special calling, which has come amongst them, all their empty places, their thoughts shall multiply, and may it be used for young and old, that it may be heard that the Lord has done great things amongst us, whereof we are glad, that we may be given to hear of those transactions concerning the Father's business, where thy Son sits at the right hand, and where he gathers, where he preserves, and where he defends his church. We commend all the mourning ones unto thee. Wilt thou continue to uphold them? Remember all those with sick relatives. We remember prodigal sons and prodigal daughters, ah, Lord. Wilt thou keep our dear youth under the old truth, under the old ways. May they be used in the midst of the church in earlier days, in the time of revivals, then thou hast in a special way used the youth. May it please thee to do it amongst us and our children. And now, Lord, by renewal, then we humbly ask thee for a few words to speak. Wilt thou be pleased to gather with us? Wilt thou remember all the listeners? Take away everything that could be a hindrance. Can be many cares of the world, concerns in the family circle. Give a little rest under the means of grace. Wilt thou bind the devil? We have nothing to plead upon, only upon thy mercy. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 12, the stanzas 1 through 4. O Lord, rebuke me not in anger, chasten sore, I waste away. Pity my distress and hear me. Lord, how long wilt thou delay? And what follows, Psalter 12, the 4 stanzas.
Thank you.
in this afternoon hour, with the help of the Lord. And then we wish to ask your attention for the chapter we have read together, Genesis 20, and we shall read the verses 9, 10, and 11. Then Abimelech called Abram and said unto him, What hast thou done unto us? And what have I offended thee, that thou wast brought on me and on my kingdom a great sin? Thou wast done deeds unto me that ought not to be done. And Abimelech said unto Abram, What sawest thou, that thou wast done this thing? And Abram said, Because I thought, surely the fear of God is not in this place, and they will slay me for my wife's sake. Our text words speak of Abraham dwelling in the land of Abimelech. With four thoughts in the first place, Abraham's a repeated sin. In the second place, Abram gently uncovered. In the third place, Abram lovingly examined. And in the fourth place, Abimelech restoring Sarah. Abraham dwelling in the land of Abimelech. Abram's repeated sin. Abimelech gently uncovered. Abram lovingly examined. And Abimelech restoring Sarah. Beloved congregation, we have heard the last weeks that the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed. The Lord's long suffering had come to an end, and only Lot, his wife, two daughters, they were given to escape. The wife of Lot was turned into a pillar of salt, and we have heard what has taken place with Lot and those two daughters. And now in this chapter we read, and Abram journeyed from thence toward the south country. The reason is not written, a possible because of the smell of those burning cities that it has lingered, and that it was not so easy to dwell where they were living, and to that end they have moved to the south, possible because of enmity, because Abram has experienced that he was a pilgrim, a stranger, traveling through this world. Are we also a pilgrim congregation? Have we also become a stranger that we are given to see the wickedness, the evil of this world? And now they have moved to Gerar, south of Gath, where later the Philistines have dwelt. And then, boys and girls, then you can remember when Abram and Sarah, when they have left the Ur of the Chaldeans, then Abram, as head of his wife, that is the place, but also the great responsibility. Each time we hear it from the marriage forum, that is head, called to instruct, to protect, to comfort. What a responsibility, husbands and fathers, in the midst of your household. Oh, what a responsibility. And then Abram in the way of unbelief, with fear, and not trusting that the Lord was able to take care of him. And then in Abram as Sarah, his wife, when they would come in a strange place, that she would say that she was a sister. And that has taken place in Genesis 12. And then it is evident that with an Abram and with a Sarah, that they have not retracted that agreement. Perhaps ashamed to speak of it when they have left Egypt. Also some food for thought for our married couples. It is possible that when you were married, contrary to what you have promised, with the oath that you have made, that there were worldly things, worldly music that you listen to can be broadened out. There's, of course, a blessing, I hope, that there may have been a change and a repentance that you have been given to see, because in Proverbs 15, verse 22, it is written that foolishness is bound up in a child's heart, that you have been given to see, but that it is so wrong, but that as husband and wife, that you have not spoken concerning those things. And to that end, the necessity, because it is clear, at least it is not written, that an Abram and a Sarah have never spoken about that agreement, which they have made approximately 25 years ago, when they lived in Haran, and more years before, in the Ur of the Chaldeans. And to that end, Sarah, being in subjection to her husband, of course, only insofar that it agrees and it is according to the word of God, then as Sarah did not have freedom to disobey, and now they have come in the land of Abimelech, that is the name of the kings of the Gerar, the same as Pharaoh is the name of the king of Egypt. And then when the king in those days, those kings, they had much authority. And then as Sarah, then she has said the same thing on Abram, that Sarah was the sister of Abram. This congregation, they have fallen into the same sin which they have fallen into approximately 20 years ago, and where they have experienced the wonderful keeping and the faithfulness of God. Are you glad that it is written in the Bible, congregation? Are you glad that it is written in the Bible that Abram has fallen into the same sin that he has fallen in before? And then may I ask you, why are you now glad that it is written in the Bible? Then surely it is not to give you an excuse to continue in a certain sin that we can understand. Our old fathers, many times in their sermons, then they spoke of uses of the truth that was declared in the text. But are there now people that are glad that it is written in the Bible that even Abram, the father of the faithful, who has experienced such wonderful things, that he has fallen into the same sin? Oh, for a people that is given to fall. And the devil, he also knows our weaknesses. He chooses the time, the opportunity, and then even perhaps with promises and prayer, and then to fall into the same sin. Then this chapter tells us, congregation, that we do not need to despair. Oh, there is forgiveness with the Lord. Do you know what this chapter tells us? A faithful God for an unfaithful people. And that now becomes the wonder for the church. An Abram and a Sarah, they had nothing to boast of. Oh, when they went to Gerar, into the land of Abimelech, then they have fallen into the same sin. And what has taken place, boys and girls? Then Abimelech is king. Then he has taken Sarah that she may become his wife. What that must have been for Abram and for Sarah. How they must have wept bitter tears at their wits' end. They have sinned everything away. Because think of the circumstances. In Genesis 17, verse 21, then the Lord has made it very clear to Abram and to Sarah that at the set time in the next year, they would receive the promised child, Isaac. The sacrament of circumcision was instituted. A people that have been separated. In Genesis 18, a special visit with those three visitors. A meal of communion. The Lord has revealed the secrets to Abram. And Abram was given to intercede for Sodom and Gomorrah. And we have heard the last time that the Lord has remembered Abram. This after a special time, special visits, where the Lord has even said in Genesis 18, verse 14, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Abram has heard it. That the Lord in Genesis 17, verse 1, is that Almighty God. And now for an Abram to go to the south country and to be given after receive so many blessings, a special time, and then to say that Sarah was a sister, did not say that she was his wife. And then the king has taken Sarah. Then it is clear that they have sinned everything away. Oh, what a depth that an Abram and a Sarah were brought into. What do you think, congregation? Under these circumstances, did they still have freedom to plead upon the promises which the Lord has given them, can go so deep, can go in the depths, that a child of God comes nigh to despair, have sinned everything away, also concerning the promised child. Ah, the church learns the grace of God. What an abundant and what a great grace that is. The church learns that an Abram and a Sarah have also experienced. Although they have sinned everything away, 1 Peter 1 verse 5, kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last day. How anxious that in Abram must have been when he saw it, that they have come to fetch his beloved Sarah. How distressful that is Sarah must have been in the palace or the buildings of Abimelech. Oh, to have begged, "Ach, Lord, wilt thou prevent? Wilt thou keep?" It is specifically mentioned in the scriptures that the Lord has kept. We read that in verse 4. But Abimelech had not come near her. Thus, because otherwise the enemies, they would say that an Isaac was born from Abimelech. No, it is clear in God's word that the Messiah has come through Abram and through Sarah. And under those circumstances, then the church learns that they have to be kept, given to bow on their guilt, because when the church comes in the depth and when it goes so different they have hoped, when they are nigh to despair, then do you know what lives in our heart? To blame the Lord, because we do not read that Abimelech has taken Hagar. She had a proof. She had Hagar. She had a child. But as Sarah was still barren, oh, then if they are not kept, then the church thinks, if the Lord had only given me this blessing or that blessing, then I would have not come into that temptation. But 'tis because I am so barren, as Sarah was taken. What a deep and what a trying way. And yet the Lord has wonderfully watched over Sarah, this congregation. Then we may see the use of this history for us and our children. Then it is clear for our boys and girls and our youth that it is not written that we repeat our sins. No. Christ has taught his church to pray, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil," but that we do not despair, and that we come in a secret place, and that we are given to beg the Lord that he may pardon, that he may help, that he may remember. And now for an Abram promise, the set time, the next year, when Sarah has conceived, cannot be proven, but the promised child would it now be born with Abimelech. Of course, we know the outcome, but an Abram, do you not have the promise of the Lord? Has the Lord not spoken? That people knows what the Lord has spoken, but when it goes through deep ways, and when they have sent everything away worthy to be cast, then there is only left grace, and grace alone. Lord, is there yet mercy for a sinner as I am? Our second thought, Abimelech gently uncovered. And then we read, but God came to Abimelech in a dream by night. In the early part of the history of the church, we've learned that from Reverend Hallenbrook, young people, before Moses has written his books, then the Lord has appeared to his people in different ways, also in dreams. And then in the scriptures we also read that the Lord has spoken to people outside of the confines of the covenant, also in dreams. Think of King Nebuchadnezzar, but those dreams, they were related to that covenant people and to the church. And now what a blessing it is for Abimelech when he has taken Sarah, his wife, Abram's wife, that the Lord has come over in a dream and that the Lord has spoken and lovingly uncovered. He came by dream by a night and said to him, behold, thou art but a dead man. In the original man, it says, in the original language, it states, thou art a dying man. Thus, what a message for Abimelech that he has received, for the woman which thou hast taken, for she is a man's wife. Thus, that was a message of uncovering for Abimelech what he had done. And then we read, but Abimelech had not come near unto her, and he said, Lord, wilt thou slay also a righteous nation? That does not mean that Abimelech and in his kingdom there were no sins. But concerning this matter of taking Sarah, then Abimelech, we may say it, has done it innocently. We read in the Bible in the next verse, in the integrity of his heart. That, of course, does not mean that it was not a sin of Abimelech to take another wife, because in the creation ordinance, one man and one wife. But in the early portion of the history of the church, then the Lord has tolerated, and it seemed to be a custom, because we have heard that in Abram, that he has also taken Hagar. And now in those days, the kings, they had much power, and to that end, he had taken Sarah, because Abram has said that she was a sister. Thus then we see that in the kingdom of Abimelech, there was yet a remnant of the ordinances of God, and yet an impression of right and wrong. And to that end, Lord, wilt thou slay also a righteous nation? Said he not unto me, she is my sister, and she, even she herself said, he is my brother. Does Abimelech, he has inquired of Abram about Sarah, and Abram said, she is my sister. And after Abimelech had taken her, he has diligently inquired, Sarah, are you now really the sister of Abram? And then she has confirmed it. Thus, when the Lord has come over in a dream to Abimelech concerning this sin, then he could honestly, with a clear conscience, does not mean he had no sin, but concerning this matter, in the integrity of my heart and innocency of my hands, have I done this? How is it with our sins? How is it with our sins? Do we have sins, congregation? Sins that we are troubled with. Maybe special sins. Maybe sins that we repeat. Maybe there are those that are struggling with addictions, that we know it is wrong. Can we now, with an Abimelech, can we plead ignorance? Does not mean when we do sins in our ignorance, that they are not sins before the Lord, yet there is a difference. But can we now plead ignorance concerning the children of Israel in the law of Moses, concerning the sacrifices? Then different times there is spoken of sins of ignorance. And the solemn warning in Numbers 15, the verses 30 and 31, but the soul that doeth aught presumptuously, the same reproacheth the Lord, and that soul shall be cut off from among the people, because he has despised the word of the Lord and broken his commandment, that soul shall be utterly cut off. His iniquity shall be upon him, O young and old. What a wonder it is that the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ is not only for sins of ignorance, but also for sins that we commit willingly. But then it is necessary that we are given to repent and that they are blotted out by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then it seems to be implied that after Abimelech has spoken, that he has done it in a way of innocence, that there was a lapse, because in verse 6, then we read, by renewal, and God said unto him in a dream. What that must have been for Abimelech when he has related to the Lord how it has went, and then silence. What that must have been for that king, that it seemed that the Lord has withdrawn and that the king has received no answer and that he has remained with Sarah with his guilt. But the Lord has appeared and God said unto him in a dream, yea, I know that thou didst this in the integrity of thy heart, for he also withheld thee from sinning against me. This Abimelech, he has experienced wonderful things from the Lord. He has experienced also in the way of providence, because for an Abimelech to take Sarah, that was to be his wife, but the Lord in a special providence. Oh, if we have met Abimelech and we went in house visitation, and we would say, Abimelech, how has it now been in the past? Then that Abimelech had much to tell. But now further, now therefore, thus Abimelech was given to hear more. Just to confess, it is necessary. Oh, that is a blessed place, a necessary place. When we may come in a secret place and with tears. Does that take place, congregation, yet? That we have those places and that we are given to bow our knees and that we are given to confess all our sins and tell the Lord how guilty we are and that we cannot die, that we need to be forgiven. But the church shall learn that confess sins, this sweet, this good, it is necessary, but by confession that they are not forgiven, and therefore the Lord had further instruction, and now therefore restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet, and he shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live, and he And if thou restore her not, know that thou shalt surely die, thou and all that are thine. Thus, the Lord has said unto Abimelech, You must restore. You must repent. And if that does not take place, then be sure that you shall surely die. That is the same words that we find in Genesis 2, verse 17. The words the Lord has spoken to our first parents if they would take of that forbidden fruit. Our third thought, Abram lovingly examined. And then we read, therefore, was a fruit. We would say, boys and girls, Abimelech, a sermon from the Lord. And what a fruit upon that sermon. There was a therefore. And Abimelech, he has arose early, was so impressed upon his heart that he is king. No difference between the king and his house. They were all lying under the sentence of death. If they would not repent, restore, and turn, they were all dead men. And to that end, he has risen early. He has not forgotten that sermon. He has not left it on his bed. But he has risen early, and he has called and called all his servants and told all these things in their ears. And the men were sore afraid. Must have been something. King Abimelech, the Lord has spoken. A deep impression. They were but dead men. As long as Sarah would remain in their dwelling. One sermon. And how is it now with us? Can remember, boys and girls, that we have stood many times at the foot of Mount Sinai. Her 10 commandments. And then each time we have heard that we are but dead men because of our guilt against that great, that majestic, that holy God. And how has it now been with those sermons? How has it been during the week? Have there been those commandments that has brought us in the need? Maybe as father of head of the household, the deep impression, dead men shall surely die, spoken by a God that cannot lie. Abimelech, he did not have the Bible. But we read of one sermon, an uncovering sermon, a sermon that was declaring that if he did not restore and not repent, that the king's household, all dead men, made such an impression. Oh, what do we need, congregation? We need the blessed, the loving work of the Holy Spirit. Are there souls in my midst that are laboring thereunder? That has become true. Thou shalt surely die, are but dead men, eternity not so far. An impression that you cannot appear before your Maker with all your sins. Oh, Abimelech, he has called the servants, and we read wonderful things in this chapter, that those servants did not so king. Oh, king, must have been imagination. King, we are not so bad. We do not read that. Those servants, they were also sore afraid. They truly believed the message which the Lord has spoken unto them. Let us first sing. As Psalter 102, the five stanzas. In thy wrath and hot displeasure, chasten not thy servant, Lord. Let thy mercy without measure help and peace to me afford. And what follows, 102, the five stanzas.
Thank you.
Then Abimelech called Abraham. Oh, what a blessing for Abram, for the church of God. Oh, when the Lord is silent, that is the greatest burden. How an Abram must have wept, cried, send everything away, asked the Lord whether there was still mercy for an Abram. What do you think, congregation? Do you think an Abram has placed himself above Sodom and Gomorrah, which was burnt up? He was still spared. Oh, what a blessing if we think of David more than 9 months, bowed over the earth. But for an Abram, oh, we have said a faithful God for an unfaithful people. The Lord has a people that learns that they are not to live off of them holding unto the Lord, but that the Lord holds unto them. And the Lord shall never forsake the work of his own hands. And each time by renewal that the church may come in their guilt. A heathen king, true, precious things written of this king. Whether he truly feared the Lord, we leave it lie. Nevertheless, precious things written of him. And now when Abram, the father of the faithful, that he is called by this prince, and that he would be examined, and said unto him, what hast thou done unto us? And what have I offended thee? What a question for Abram. Has that question ever come unto us by the Lord? Have we been uncovered? And that the Lord says, boy, girl, youth, father, mother, old sinner, what hast thou done, as we read, what hast thou done unto me, us, but unto me? And that the Lord says, and what have I offended thee? Oh, when the Lord works, then it all becomes guilt. And then it all comes back. And then we learn what we have done, sinned against a holy and a good-doing God. What have I offended thee? Ah, then the Lord, he uncovers by his Spirit. And then it is brought back. The Lord's goodness. The Lord has watched over us from our youth. May become an accident that the Lord is so wonderfully spared. Then it comes back, all the sermons we have heard. Then the Lord says, we read there of in Micah 6, verse 3, wherein have I wearied thee, testify against me. And then the sinner must say, Lord, thou hast done nothing but good. Thou hast given so many blessings, and I have sinned it all away. Oh, it is necessary also that deeper uncovering. But what a question for Abram. What hast thou done unto us? And Abram, have we now offended thee? Have we now given offense? Have thou now seen things that were not fitting? Then Abimelech has said, thou hast done deeds unto us that ought not to be done. And then it seems that for a while that there was silence, because in verse 10 it specifically mentions that by renewal Abimelech has begun to speak. Then boys and girls, then we see Abram. Oh, I think that he has looked to the earth. He was ashamed. He had not only sinned against Abimelech, but he has sinned against his faithful God. Because this question of Abimelech that has cut deep into his heart. Oh, Abram, the Lord could say, Abram, have I not been good? Called you out of the Ur of the Chaldeans. Have went through trials, difficulties. And have you ever been put to shame? Have you ever cried unto me? And that I have not helped? And Abram has experienced wonderful things. But he has done things which ought not to be done. Oh, for an Abram, that his only hope was that promised child that the Lord would take it up for him. And then it seems after silence, I read in Romans 3:19, that every mouth must be stopped and become guilty. Is that taking place, congregation? Or can we always excuse ourselves and justify ourselves? We may say it, wiggle ourselves out and still continue while we are but dead men lying under the sentence of death. And therefore, Abimelech said further unto Abram, what sawest thou that thou hast done this thing? Abram, when thou hast come in our land, hast thou now seen things? Have thou seen husbands not loving and mistreating their wives? Hast thou seen our wives not subject to their husbands? Hast thou seen children that were not obeying their parents? Have thou seen the families in disarray to give the thought that I would take your wife? Has there been anything? What an examination for us concerning our community, concerning the world. Do we give reasons? Do we give offense? When they may see our family circles, our business life, you may multiply it out. Do we give offense to the world that the name of the Lord is blasphemed? Oh, what an uncovering for Abram. And then in Abram, then he is answered, because I thought, surely the fear of God is not in this place. Then Abram had the wrong judgment. Thought in that dark world, Sodom and Gomorrah, the wickedness, he thought that there was not much fear of the Lord left. Oh, and Abram knew when the fear of the Lord is not present among a people, then there is a great falling away. But an Abram was surely mistaken. And yet indeed, then an Abram was given to explain that she was a sister, the same father. But, of course, boys and girls, you know it, a half-truth that is not a truth. Then an Abram, what else should have he said? He should have said, she is my sister, but I have also chosen and taken her to be my dear wife for so many years already. But that an Abram has not said. And then an Abram has confirmed that agreement they have made so many years ago that it has never been retracted. Our forethought, Abimelech restoring Sarah. And Abimelech has heard from the mouth of the Lord that what was wrong must be made right. And to that end, and Abimelech with a deep impression that Abram, he was a prophet of the Lord. And to that end, oh, we read many precious things of Abimelech, that Abimelech took sheep and oxen and men servants and women servants and gave them unto Abram. Thus he has given Abram many gifts. But was that now sufficient? What was now more necessary within Abimelech? It was good, proper, that he gave gifts, but there had to be restoration. Also instruction for us and our children. It is a blessing when the church may have a special place in our life. Our support, faithful church attendance, but there has to be restoration. Oh, Abimelech, he knew that he could give all his sheep and all his servants, but if he did not restore Sarah, that he and his house, that they were still dead men. What an instruction for us and our children. And then Abimelech, we read wonderful things of that king. That Abimelech, Abram has done wrong, brought Abimelech and his house into much trouble. Abimelech has reproved him in the name of the Lord. And yet Abimelech had a desire that that prophet of the Lord would dwell amongst them. Thus a love, a certain love for Abram. He had a desire, and to that end, behold, my land is before thee. Dwell where it pleaseth thee. Thus Abimelech has come so low, and he says, he did not say, Abram, I have a little corner of land that I have extra, or a piece of land, not say it, of course, that is not so good. But an Abram could even choose where to dwell in the land of Abimelech. Are they not wonderful things that are written of Abimelech? And further, and unto Sarah he said, behold, I have given thy brother 1,000 pieces of silver. Behold, he is to thee a covering of the eyes unto all that are with thee. The thought is that an Abimelech has given unto Abram 1,000 pieces of silver that she may buy a veil and that she may cover her beauty. Then Abimelech was saying, Abram, and now Sarah, she is only for thee. And to that end, I give you 1,000 pieces of silver, that she may even veil her face, that she shall not be a temptation to other people. Congregation, if Abimelech now came amongst us in her church, even in the house of God, would then there also be husbands unto whom Abimelech would give 1,000 pieces of silver that their wives and daughters may dress more modestly, because women, they are to keep their bodies for the one, when in the providence of the Lord they may be united in marriage. Something to think about. If Abimelech dwelt amongst us, Would then he go to different fathers, even in the house of God? May the Lord grant repentance to give unto the heads of households 1,000 pieces of silver, that their wives, we do not have to multiply it out. And then we read, so Abram prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, that they bore children. What an instructive chapter that we have dealt with. What an instruction for us and our children. We can also draw many lines concerning the way that the Lord works in the heart of his people. We think of Abimelech. He wasn't covered. He had done wrong. He was convicted. He became guilty. Oh, he has told the servants, when the Lord works, then we also become concerned concerning the souls of our fellow man. But then in Abimelech, he was given to offer sacrifices. He was given to restore a desire that Abram the prophet would dwell amongst them. Oh, that Abram would pray for him. Oh, the Lord has a people that learns that they cannot pray as they ought. Then how necessary the mediator becomes. And Abimelech has restored unto Abram his wife. I read in Psalm 69 verse 4, a prophecy of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he has restored that which he has not taken away. Jesus, he had no sin, but judicially came under his father, under his wrath. He has kept the law perfectly, but because of the sins of his people. But now by his mediatorial work, in the state of his humiliation, then he has restored what he took not away. And that was now the hope and the expectation of Abram. Oh, for an Abram. We say it again, and that is now the experience of the church. And the wonder only becomes greater. Grace and grace alone. Oh, for an Abram who has sent everything away. What a tears he must have wept. Unworthy. What a confession he has made, but an Abram has experienced a faithful God for an unfaithful people. May that be encouragement for us and our children, but my unconverted fellow travelers, that he needs to become our God. Oh, are there souls in my midst where that has become your need? The Lord has a people where the Spirit sheds that love abroad in the heart. Oh, they may sing at times, I love the Lord, the fount of life and of grace. He hears my prayer and my supplication. But where those questions, what hast thou done? Wherein have I offended thee? The letter of guilt, no solution, but it is a people that have a desire that that prophet may dwell amongst them. Oh, they are given to give many gifts. They are given to restore, but they learn the need for that precious Savior who has restored what he took not away. Amen. Let us close. Lord, may it please thee to crown thy holy word with thy divine blessing, and that the instruction that it may be used, and that it may be blessed for the hearts of young and old. We have heard of a king that was lying under the sentence of death, that he would surely die, but he was spared. We have heard of the father of the faithful, that thou wast being such a faithful God. That is the wonder for thy church, that thou remaineth faithful, that thou art the same Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today and forever, Lord. Wilt thou keep us and our children from sin and from temptation? We have no strength against that treble-headed enemy. Wilt thou grant a prayer for one another? Watch over us in the furtherance of this day. Grant traveling mercies. Bring us under the means of grace once more. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 79, the three stanzas. My God, it was thy grace that did my strength supply. When thou didst hide thy face, sore troubled then was I, and was follows. Psalter 79, the three stanzas. pray, save the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.